loses its best player. And when you don't have a guy like Lane Johnson on the field, holding things down, anchoring down that offensive line, allowing Nick Foles to have time, allowing the running backs to have time, and you don't think that Lane Johnson is valuable, and then you want to question whether or not I know football? All right, man. Have a great 2019. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to John in Norristown. You're on 975, The Fanatic. What's up, John? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, man. How you doing today?
Doing great.
My MVP for me is very easy. It's Malcolm Jenkins. He was player, he was father, he was team representative. He did everything.
Leader, played every snap. I can't, like, you can't really argue any of these, John, but go ahead. Make your case for Malcolm.
And just he did everything he needed to do to get the younger players on the same page. He spoke up, you know, make the plays easier, put everybody in a position. Like you said, he plays special teams. He's just somebody that you want to have on your team. That's a good leader.
You know how incredible that is, that he actually, he's not only does he play every snap on defense and they lose three out of four starters in the secondary, he also plays special teams. Like, I think they ought to go to him and say, hey, please come off the special teams unit.
Exactly. And I think that the second MVP that had one would have been Brandon Brooks, because he's an all-pro and he's played almost what? I think he's played every down this season. He's been injured at all.
Yeah, Brandon Brooks. I'm pretty sure he came out for a couple plays. But if you're going to go offensive lineman, John, you got to go. You got to go Lane Johnson.
Well, I'm not going to spite Lane. I mean, I'm wearing my Lane jersey right now. I'm a Lane fan. But as far as a Philadelphia site, don't laugh at me. I'm a Philadelphia Zoo man. To me, there's nothing Philadelphia better than the zoo.
Really?
I think the Mummies are overrated. I mean, I cannot stand it. I've had to go so many years, and I would just go there and just be so irritated. But real quick, as far as football scenarios, I think, you think about it, the Eagles play the Bears. That's Alshon Jeffrey's former team. He's going to want to blow up on them. Malcolm Jenkins has the return back to New Orleans. And if we do go as far as, what's the last team going to be?
It would be New Orleans. We don't know who it would be. It could be anybody. Rams. It could be Dallas if they somehow sneak in. John, appreciate the call, man. Thank you. I had to run this 10 a.m. hour. Was brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com. It is 11 a.m. You're listening to 97.5, The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. 610-632-0975. Good conversation on the Eagles team MVP for 2018. And here's, you know, it's interesting because the Phillies, and we did this for years, and it hasn't been done now in about 4 or 5 years. We started it probably in about early 2000. And then I kept it going when I was the president of the baseball writers chapter in Philadelphia, was we awarded a team MVP. The writers voted on team MVP. We called it the Mike Schmidt Award. Then there was the Steve Carlton Award for MVP pitcher. There was a Tug McGraw Good Guy Award. So we had all these. Some NFL teams do that. Their local pro football writers chapter has awards. The Philly we don't do that here in Philly. So that would be interesting debate to see who would be the MVP of the Eagles if we polled all of the Eagles beat writers. I go to Lane Johnson. He's played 15 games. The one game they didn't play, they lost. They're 2-9 in games without him. What he does up front, what he allows the team to do, the stability he brings to that offense, I go with Lane Johnson. You could argue for Fletcher Cox. You can argue for Malcolm Jenkins. I know there's a lot of sentimental reasons to pick Nick Foles as the team MVP this year, but he only played 5 games. 610-632-0975. How far can this team go? How far do you think this Eagles team can go? I want to look at the 2005 Steelers and the 2010 Packers, the only two number 6 seeds to win Super Bowls. And we're going to look at the road they took and the teams that they beat. And I see some similarities between the Eagles, what they have to do here, and what the Steelers did in 2005. Charlie in Delaware is a Cowboy fan, but he wants to talk about the Eagles. Happy New Year, Charlie. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Happy New Year, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's good, man. That's good. So, as a Cowboys fan, you know, my entire... So, all of my in-laws are diehard Eagles. And so, I'm kind of in, you know, enemy territory being a sole Cowboys fan in the family.
How'd you even get to that point, Charlie? Do you have any... Are you from Dallas or from the area?
My childhood friend. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And so out there, just about the same. Eagles fans, tons of them. You'll see some Giants fans. Occasionally, you'll find some Jets fans. But my childhood, diehard Cowboys fan. For whatever reason, I completely forgot the reason for it. And he was the one that got me into football. So every Sunday, we'd go over to his house, and we'd watch the Cowboys team, because that was his favorite team. So I grew up watching the Cowboys. So that's how I got into supporting them. But I've been going at my in-laws. I want to get your take on it and see what you think. Who has a better chance of coming out the wild card round, Dallas or Philly?
Man, I think, Charlie, I think the Eagles are going to win this game, and I really feel Dallas can lose to Seattle. I don't like that matchup for the Cowboys. It's a tough one. Russell Wilson is the better quarterback. I know Dak's done well this year, especially since Amari Cooper has come in there, and Seattle's supposed to be in a rebuilding season. But I really like Seattle's chances to go there to Dallas. And until Dallas proves they can win a big game with Jason Garrett, I'm pick against them all the time, Charlie.
Okay. Fair enough. That's your opinion.
We'll see Saturday night, and then we'll see Sunday. It's going to be a fun weekend, that's for sure.
It'll be a hell of a weekend, man. I can't wait. I appreciate you taking the time to take my call, man.
You got it, Charlie. Happy New Year. Take care. Thank you for making it. 610-632-0975. What is the line on that game? The Seahawks, Cowboys spread. It's got to be Cowboys. Got to be like around 4, 3.5, 4, somewhere around there. Colts at Texans. Texans are 2.5. Cowboys are 2.5. So I thought it'd be 4. It's a 2.5. 2.5-point favorite for the Cowboys. They don't even get the 3 points for being the home team. How about that? Ravens, 2.5. So the Bears are the biggest one. Bears at 5.5. Everything else is 2.5, 2.5, 2.5, unless that's changed in the past couple. Has it changed lately? I think Seattle goes in there and they have a real good chance to beat the Cowboys. Eagles fans are going to love it if that happens. If Dallas loses, Eagles win. Eagles don't win the division, but they get to. All that matters is it doesn't matter how you get in, doesn't matter how many regular season wins you have. It's who can last longer in the tourney, who can continue to play, who's going to go on to the next game, and who's going to go home. And I really feel that's how I'm looking at it this weekend. I'm picking the Eagles to win and Seattle to win. And that's the two wild card teams. But you get a lot of upsets wild card weekend. It happens a lot. Wild card teams, this is the round where the upsets happen. And then we know that the teams who get a bye, oftentimes the numbers are staggering. Teams with a bye win their first round game. But the Eagles got to do this. They got to go to Chicago. They got the tough road this year. It's not like last year where they're one seed. They're home throughout. They sit back and watch Wild Card Weekend. No, they got to travel to Chicago. They got to beat the Bears, and I think they can do it. How far can they go? I don't think they can win the Super Bowl. I just can't see it happening. It's such a tough road. How do you feel about that? I think they win this week. I can't see them winning the Super Bowl. I'm not ready to go there yet. I'm ready to go this week. They win this game. I'm not ready to go Super Bowl. How far do you think this Eagles team can go? Can they do what the Steelers did in 05? Can they do what the Packers did in 2010? Can they do what the number 5 seed Giants did in 2007? That's the most impressive of them all is a 5 seed. They still had to do the same thing. They had to win on the road 3 times and then go to the Super Bowl and beat the unbeaten, undefeated New England Patriots. 610-632-0975. Some crazy stuff happened in Pittsburgh. How about that? Antonio Brown's benching last week apparently was an altercation with Ben Roethlisberger. And now there's going to be odds on, I already saw them. Check my email. I believe I got this a little bit ago. When was it sent? Odds on teams where Antonio Brown will end up next year. The Eagles are on the list. The Eagles are on the list. So we can get into that too as well. 610-632-0975. How far can this Eagles team go? Who is your team MVP? Think about it. I want you to really think about it before you instantly knee-jerk quick reaction right away. Oh, Nick Foles. Nick's played 5 games. Most valuable player for the 2018 Philadelphia Eagles. Who would it be? Who would be your MVP of the 2018 Philadelphia Eagles? 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Nice and five, the Fanatic, Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. Who is your Eagles MVP for 2018? I didn't think it was going to be this heated today. Your team MVP for 2018, how far can this team go in these playoffs? How far can the Eagles go as a number 6 seed? We've seen them as a 6 seed go all the way to the NFC Championship game 10 years ago in 2008, and they were favored on the road and didn't win. How far can they go this year? I think they beat the Bears. I'm not ready to say they win the Super Bowl, but I think they will beat the Bears. Let's go to Alex in Bethlehem. You're on 975, the Fanatic. Happy New Year, Alex.
Hey, Rob. Is it too early for TOD? Team of destiny.
Team of destiny. They got to win two. They got to win 2 games first. If they beat the Bears and then go to New Orleans, knock off the number 1 seed, you know they're going to be a big underdog there. Then I think you could start the TOD talk.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Rob. Last year after Carson went down, I basically gave up on this team. So I felt kind of guilty about that. So you know this year. I just always said, you know, don't quit on these guys. I definitely didn't see this coming, but I never quit on these guys after, you know, what they did last year.
Yeah, this is a team where they're so resilient, Alex, and their ability this year to bounce back after they lose that game to the Saints, to fall to 4-6. Things could have soured quickly. It was a terrible game. The reactions, you saw Carson showing frustration, Malcolm Jenkins showing frustration in that game, all the injuries they had. They could have just completely mailed it in for the rest of the year, but that resilience was incredible. And yeah, I don't think you can ever count them out.
And, you know, you got to give Doug P. a lot of credit. I hear a lot of people all year long criticizing this guy who's, the, you know, for obviously first coach to bring us a Super Bowl in how long. But, you know, anyway, real quick, Rob, my MVP, I've got to go with Fletcher Cox. I mean, this dude's got to be the strongest guy in the league. There's no one who can guard him one-on-one. Even a double teams, he's incredible. Now Timmy Jernigan back, man, it's a good thing. But
yeah,
I
appreciate the call, Alex. Thank you. I don't think you can argue for Fletcher Cox and be wrong. I mean, Fletcher Cox, what he brings to this team, the dominant present up front, his presence up there, the way he could take over a game. You saw it against Washington early in the season, he had those games, and sometimes you don't see it reflected in the numbers. You don't see it in the sacks. You don't see it in the totals because he's taking on two blockers and three blockers and everything else. It's what he does. I think, and it's hard because we always look at the quarterbacks, you look at the wide receivers, you look at the running backs, you got the skill position guys and the tight ends, all that stuff. Those guys who grind, the Lane Johnsons, offensive linemen and defensive line, Fletcher Cox, they go unnoticed a lot of times. Let's go to Steve in Chalfont. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Happy New Year, Steve.
Hey, Happy New Year, Rob. How's it going?
Fantastic, man. Thank you.
I have to say Malcolm Jenkins. Just like you were saying a little bit with Fletcher Cox, you know, his numbers are definitely not flashy. But if you think about when the season turned around, I mean, we had, what, two or three guys that were not even on an active roster in the defensive backfield. And, you know, the one constant, the one steady has been Malcolm Jenkins all season long. And you have to believe that he was coaching these guys up and, you know, making the calls that needed to be called, making sure everybody was where they needed to be. And, you know, we got lit up a little bit, but when the season turned around, the defense started making the plays that they needed to make. And he's the leader on that defense. So I think without him, I think that the season would have imploded. If he was one of the guys that got injured, I don't think that the season would have turned around the way it did. I don't know if it was his idea with the ski mask, but, you know, that seemed to light a spark in the defense. I think he was the first one to put it on that Dallas game.
Yeah, I think it was Rodney McLeod, but yeah.
Okay.
And what you said a few seconds ago about if he was one of the guys who had been hurt, you think they would have imploded. I agree with you. Like, he's that valuable back there to where they lost 3/4 of their secondary, but they lost the one guy they could not afford to lose, and he held it together for all of them. And he had so many different guys' combinations out there, too, because they were losing backups, too, and they were down to third-string guys and guys off the street.
It was crazy. And when I think of the word most valuable player, I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be like we said, the stats, and it's without him, I don't think we would be where we are now. And kind of like the New England game, the Super Bowl, you know, we got lit up, but there was that one play towards the end, and that's kind of what happened in the Rams game, the Texans game. The defense has been making plays when they need to. And I'm pumped up for Sunday. I definitely think the Bears are beatable, and I can't wait, man.
I appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you. That's a great case he makes for Malcolm Jenkins. And in fact, when you look back at that Super Bowl, defense made two plays. We often forget about this one. We always think about, we know the one big play that we all see was the game ending, well, the game turning, the strip sack. The strip sack was the big play. But Malcolm Jenkins' hit on Brandon Cooks changed the complexion of the offense for the Patriots. It really did. When he knocked Brandon Cooks out of that game, they lose their deep threat. And I remember asking Tom Brady about that after the game. You know, you don't want to lose anybody, but he was such a good player and such an integral part of that offense. When Malcolm laid him out and knocked him out of that game, it really took a big weapon away from the Patriots. Luke in Audubon, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Happy New Year, Luke.
Yeah, how you doing, Rob?
Doing great.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I was going to say Malcolm Jenkins also. He just said it, but I feel like Malcolm Jenkins is the guy. He's the MVP of the team. Just because if you look at our backfield this year with Clairvon LeBlanc and with Ian Maddox, they're rookies. They don't have a lot of time in the NFL. They haven't all had a lot of experience. And he kind of positioned them. He kind of got them to where they need to be this year to be able to make the plays. And he has a voice. He coaches out the backfield, and he also talks to Jim Schwartz like he did this year, in terms of letting Jim Schwartz know, hey, listen, we need to change our game plan around that Giants game to where we need to be more man-to-man. We need to fit the scheme better for these players who don't really understand the scheme yet and just let the defense flow a little better.
Yeah, all those points are good ones, Luke. They're all valid points. They're all strong points. It's a great case you make for Malcolm Jenkins. What he brings to that team, just in the leadership skills, in the ability to be a coach on the field, not to mention the big one is being on the field for every single snap of the season. To me, it's an incredible, incredible accomplishment out of Malcolm Jenkins this year. How far do you think this team is going to go, Luke, beyond this week? Do they beat the Bears, and how far can they go?
I mean, I'm a little worried with this week with the D-line the Bears have with Khalil Mack. I hope Jason Kidd can hold up. And if our offensive line holds up this weekend, I feel like we can beat the Bears. It'll be a tight-fisted affair, but I feel like a 2017 game on the Eagles this weekend. But against the Saints, I'm a little worried. I just don't know how we can fare against that offense. I think defense is a little better. I mean, I'm hoping for the best. I mean, diehard Eagles fan. I just don't think we can make it to the Super Bowl this year, sadly. I don't know if we had that ammunition in the backfield we did last year in terms of the running game. Yeah. I don't know if Nick Foles can hold up. You know, he has that bad ribs now. And I'm just kind of worried if Nate Sudfeld has to come in there and take the snaps.
Got to do what they say, and appreciate the call. One game at a time. It's got to be a one game at a time. If you're an Eagles fan, you got to look at it one game at a time right now, and you're looking at this week against the Bears. Get through that one before you take on the Saints and worry about their firepower. Saints down the stretch, they had that loss to Dallas in November. Then they had their offense didn't look in sync against Carolina on a Monday night game. They only won 12-9. So they had a offense which struggled against Dallas, struggled against Carolina, put up 31 points against Pittsburgh, 28 against Tampa. We'll look ahead to that next week. It's too early to talk about Saints. It's Bears week. It's wild card playoff game. Can the Eagles get past this one? Luke was the first caller who expressed a little bit of concern about the Bears. Thinks the Eagles are going to win in a close game. I also feel the same way. I think the Eagles are going to win in a close game. I don't think this is going to be a easy pushover. Hey, they're on the road as a 5.5-point dog against a 12-win team. It's not going to be easy. Dan, in North Carolina, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Happy New Year, Dan.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I think Nick Foles is the MVP because when he came in, he just energized the team, right? And we're in the playoffs now. Before he got in the game, they'd be like, oh, man, we it's just a bad season. But as soon as he stepped on that field, it's like the whole team caught fire. And to me, that's the MVP. Now, you made good points about Malcolm Jenkins, Lane Johnson, right? But none of them energized that team like Nick Foles does.
I hear you. I think there's a lot of factors involved in that, too. And I don't want to discredit at all in this conversation from what Nick Foles has done. But I kind of feel like he stepped in as the team was starting to get on a roll, starting to come together. The offensive line was playing a little bit better. The guys in the secondary were starting to get a little bit more experience, and they were starting to play better. And he didn't, you know, you put him into that lineup. Some of the throws he was making, yeah, allowing Alshon Jeffrey to go up and make the plays. Those were some great things that he brought to this team, and just the calm and the peace and the confidence that he brought to the team. You know, it sounds like, Dan, I'm making an argument for Nick Foles too. It's hard to argue against any of these guys that I picked. The only thing that I go back to is, all right, well, it's a 16 game season. Nick only played 5, so for me, the guy has to be MVP. Had to play a majority of the games.
Yeah, I understand that. But yeah. Like I said, before he came in, we were looking bad.
Our season
looked bad.
This is true. How far you think they go, Dan? How far can this team go now with Nick Foles into these playoffs with this difficult road ahead that they have?
I'm an Eagle fan, diehard, so I got to say Super Bowl, but I'm just focused on Dallas losing and Philly winning. I got a lot of Cowboy fans in this area with me, and they I ride the streets. They give me hell on Facebook. So I just want Dallas to lose and Philly to win this weekend.
I hear you, man. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Dan. Happy New Year.
Y'all be blessed.
He wants Dallas to lose and the Eagles to win. Dallas to lose and the Eagles to win. Isn't that what every Eagles fan wants? Every Eagles fan wants Dallas to lose and the Eagles to win. And sometimes I get the feeling like where Eagles fans care more about Dallas losing than Eagles win. Like if it's set up to where this weekend Dallas had to win for the Eagles to win, of course you're going to take it. You're going to take that, but there's still that scenario. There's still that crazy scenario where the Eagles could play. Eagles beat the Bears, Dallas beats Seattle, Eagles beat the Saints, and then Dallas beats the Rams, and then it's Eagles at Dallas for the NFC Championship game. So I think as Eagle fans, as difficult as it is for you to root for the Cowboys, that gives you the clearest, best path to a Super Bowl. You have to root for the Cowboys this weekend. And then you have to root for them again against the Rams. Because playing Dallas in Dallas a third time this season after losing twice is going to be the best chance the Eagles have of advancing to a Super Bowl. Assuming they beat the Bears, assuming they beat the Saints, big assumption, difficult, going to be a giant underdog in that game. But for the Eagles to have to go somewhere and win on the road in an NFC Championship game, it would either have to be Seattle, L.A., or Dallas. And I like their chances better in Dallas. I know they already beat L.A. in L.A., but I like their chances better in Dallas. Mike and Delran, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Happy New Year, Mike.
Hey, good morning, man. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
There is only one scenario I ever hope the Cowboys win, and it's like you said, for us to get in. Now that we're in, I could care less who we're playing. I will never root for Cowboys.
You don't want to root for him 2 games in a row to set up an NFC title game in Jerry's world?
No, 2 reasons. One, I don't want to have to root for him. And two, if I do root for him and then they beat us in Jerry's world, it's going to ruin my whole offseason.
I hear you.
So I can appreciate the argument for Nick Foles, but like you said, he didn't play the whole season. I can appreciate the argument from Malcolm Jenkins, but if you remember, he's part of the same backfield the first half of the season was getting torched, right? So, I mean, as much as it may not have been his fault, he's part of that secondary. My guy...
made some mistakes, too.
Yes. My guy, who I think from wire to wire, and I'm amazed that he didn't make the Pro Bowl, and maybe it's because of numbers, but Michael Bennett, man. Like, I'm wrong. When we signed him, I thought he was going to be a locker room cancer. I didn't understand why we traded for him. I didn't think he was going to be a positive fit for his team. But every week, he's gone out and done his job. And more times than not, he's done it stellarly. You know what I mean? Like, he's played out of his mind in a lot of big games. And in my opinion, wire to wire, you know, week 1 to week 16 or 17, he played the best on our team.
And I think he had a fantastic season. He absolutely was not any kind of negative presence in the locker room. He was a positive. Just seeing him in that locker room, the way on Fridays they have Freestyle Friday, and it's him and a couple other guys, and they're just like coming up, they're rapping, they're singing. It's incredible. They gravitate to him. He only started 10 games. Remember, beginning of the year, Derek Barnett was in there, and he wasn't starting. Like, I feel if you're going to go defensive line, you got to go Fletcher Cox.
I mean, you can always say Fletcher Cox is one of the most important people on the team, but and out of nowhere, I didn't see coming. Even though he didn't start, he still played all the games. Michael Bennett had the biggest impact for us.
I'll tell you what, he is definitely the most underrated player on the Eagles team this season.
Happy New Year, brother.
Sink, appreciate it, man. Thank you. You look at what Michael Bennett did to this team this year, coming in there, 9 sacks, which for him is the second most, and he's a 3-time Pro Bowl player. That's the second most sacks that he's had in his career. He had 10 in 2015, only had 5 in 16, had 8.5 last year, and this year with 9 with the Eagles and only 10 starts. He had 5 in 2016 because he only played 11 games, too. He had 9 sacks and 10 starts, played all 16 games. Michael Bennett, a very good season, unexpected. I don't think a lot of people expected him to play that well. Brandon in Norristown, your 97.5, The Fanatic. Happy New Year, Brandon.
Happy New Year, buddy. How you doing?
Fantastic, man.
I must say, I understand you saying Lane, you know, playing 16 games and the offensive line and the offense does look different when he's not in there. But to go in and beat the Rams in L.A. and then beat Houston, you know, games that we needed to come in off the bench to win everything that we needed to win, win out, get us into the playoffs, I mean, to kind of continue the run. I mean, he's still kind of continuing the run that he was on from last year. For that, I kind of got to go Nick Foles.
Listen, I don't want to sit here and discredit Nick Foles. He's 6-0 in must-win games. What he's done is remarkable. The only argument that I can make against Nick Foles for 2018 team MVP is the fact he only started 5 games. That's my main argument, Brandon. That's it. That's what I got. He started five games. It's not his fault, but he started 5 games.
But I tell you what, and those 5 games without him, I mean,
And who knows, if the starting quarterback played those five games with the way that it was looking, we could very well be, you know, ended our season.
I understand
That's all hypothetical. I understand that. But for Nick Foles to come in as hot as he was last year, you know what I mean? To be able to come off the bench and keep that momentum, turn the team around, turn the city around, give us playoff football. I know it's 11 people on the field, but we all know you go as far as the quarterback can take you. And, you know, Nick Foles has not only, you know, gotten us to the playoffs, we're sitting here talking about, you know, making noise and doing damage.
It's an impressive run, Brandon. I'm not going to take anything away from Nick Foles. Appreciate the call. Happy New Year, man. I'm not going to take anything away from what Nick Foles has done. My main argument, my only argument for why I don't give Nick Foles the MVP of the team for 2018 is the fact that he started five games. If he played all 16, be different story. He played five games. So I look at Lane Johnson as a guy who's the glue on that offensive line. I know he's an offensive lineman, and he's getting beat up in this poll, and he's last on this poll. I'm not saying this to try. The first guy who called today said, oh, you're trolling. I don't do things to troll people. That's not my style. That's not how I do talk radio. So I don't give you an opinion that I don't feel strongly in just so you can react to it. I don't do that. I feel that Lane Johnson is the MVP of the Eagles because I look at what he's done in 2018 when he wasn't healthy, the game he missed, and now that he's back to that dominant level and how the offense is clicking. And I know it coincides with Nick Foles being on the field, but Nick only started five. Lane Johnson's been out there for 15. And how valuable he is to this team. I take you back to 2016 when he missed 10 games and they were 2-8, and he started six and they were 5-1. That's why I pick Lane Johnson as the MVP of the team this year. Not to take anything away from Nick Fletcher or Malcolm Jenkins, because you can make an argument for all of them. My number one argument against Nick, he only started five games. Let's go to TJ in Virginia. You're on 975, The Fanatic. Happy New Year, TJ.
Hey, good morning, man. Appreciate the call. So MVP-wise, I've got three guys that I kind of go back and forth with.
It's a hard one, isn't it? It's hard.
I'm super appreciative of everything Nick Foles has done, you know, once he took over the helm. But for me, you know, Lane Johnson, I agree with you 100% there. I also got to go Kelce. I feel like he's an integral part of the team. He's always downfield making blocks. He's an emotional leader. And Jenkins. So those are the three. I go Kelce, Jenkins, Lane, and
How about Fletcher Cox, heart, man? Fletcher Cox got to be in that mix too.
Well, I you know, I'm with Fletcher Cox being in the mix, but I just feel like on the defensive side of the ball, Malcolm Jenkins just does so much. He's made mistakes, like a previous caller said, you know, earlier in the season, but
yeah,
he's held it together, man. I mean, that secondary was, if you would have told me we were in the playoffs 4 weeks ago, I'm laughing.
I know.
There's no way.
It's been an incredible feat that they've been able to get in there.
And now, you know, I've got flashbacks of the first Dallas game where everybody's like, you know, we're going to kill Dallas. And you know, the Bears are they're still scary. They can run the ball.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, and I hope the guy's okay, but they lost a wide receiver that, you know, we can't afford to have one more guy to cover back there. You know, so that helps us. I feel confident about the Eagles. They've got some swagger. They've got some confidence coming into the game, which is huge. You know, for whatever reason, the offense looks like it's been tailored to Nick. I just felt like all year long, I know Carson was banged up, but the play calling wasn't, I didn't think we were playing into our strengths.
And I appreciate the call, TJ. Thank you. You're right. They weren't playing. I think the play calling had a lot to do with their inconsistency during the early part of this season and even later half of the season. I think it had a lot to do with it. A lot of the play calling, the inconsistency, they didn't have a lot of continuity. Golden Tate coming in, trying to force him in. There was a lot of stuff going on. And then they made the decision after the Dallas game, and before they knew that Carson was out and Nick was going to go in, that they were going to simplify the offense, and they simplified the offense, and the offense has taken off. 610-632-0975. Who is your team MVP for the 2018 Philadelphia Eagles? How far can this team go? And I do want to hear these from you, because today is New Year's Day. It is Mummer's Parade. It is a Philly thing. There's nothing like it. But if there's one Philly tradition that you would tell an outsider, an out-of-towner, a visitor to Philadelphia that they must experience, one thing, one Philadelphia tradition that you would say you have to experience, what would it be? 610-632-0975. Vince, Scott, Jerry, hang on. I'll get to you next. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. Rob Motti in for the midday, guys. 610-632-0975. This 11 a.m. hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. That's where I got engaged. Well, many an engagement ring. It wasn't just one. It was more than one. And some people know what I'm talking about from a specific scene in a reality TV show where my wife and I filmed down there at Golden Nugget Jewelers. This has been become very comical. It was fun to do. It was entertaining to do. And we had a lot of fun with it. We had a lot of fun with it. And it was at Golden Nugget. Great guys down there. Loved doing it. Enjoyed it. 610-632-0975. Nick Foles is leading our poll for who would be your 2018 team MVP. The guy I picked, the guy I selected, Lane Johnson. I haven't been able to sway people here. The voters are Nick Foles. He's overwhelmingly the leader. We gave you Nick Foles, Lane Johnson, Fletcher Cox, and Malcolm Jenkins as options. Nick's running away with it at 51%. Lane Johnson at 6. Fletcher Cox, 26. And Malcolm Jenkins, 17. Wow. And that poll of the day is brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation today at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. I think Jerry and Lansdowne is going to side with the majority. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Happy New Year, Jerry.
How you doing, Rob? Of course I am. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my man.
I'm going to tell you something now. I agree with nothing you said all day until the last thing you said about Dallas. I totally think that's
hold up, Jerry. Let's go back to the 10 o'clock. So I've been on here now for almost 2 hours. No, you agreed with nothing I said?
Oh, listen.
All day?
Listen, I didn't start with you at 10, so you get a little reprieve on that. I didn't start with you until a little later on.
Okay. All right.
What I was going to say to elaborate on that, that what you said about the Dallas thing is perfect, because, and I also think they're going to beat Chicago, because I think the rallying cry is going to, them guys going to say, on offense, going to say, protect Nick Foles. You see, he got the little sternum thing last week and this week. You keep Nick Foles, you know, alive this week, and we can win this game. So I think they're going to rally behind that with the offensive line, and I think they're going to beat Chicago, and then I think they can beat, what's, New Orleans?
Yes, sir.
But with my three-game rule, they will not beat the Rams. You know, I don't think a team like that, they can beat three times, and that would be three times going back to last year in a row.
Yeah.
And I do think they owe New Orleans, because I don't know if you know, New Orleans got them in the Super Bowl a couple of times.
Super Bowl?
I'm sorry, the playoffs.
Yeah, well, they got them in the playoffs. Yeah, down in 2000, the Jeff Garcia year, 2007, whatever that season, they beat them down there in New Orleans. So for that reason.
With Chip Kelly.
Yeah. Also, 24, that was Nick. That was here in Philly, too, when Nick Foles. So for the reason that you don't think that the Eagles can beat the Rams a third time, you're with me on the, hey, if you're an Eagles fan, you ought to root for the Cowboys to get to the, right?
Yes, to beat Seattle and to beat the Rams.
The Rams. It's hard to do, man. I know it's hard to do, but I appreciate you seeing the vision I had in that one, all right?
So I got you on one thing, so that's not bad.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it. Thank you, man. Have a happy, safe, blessed 2019. Can you root for the Dallas Cowboys? Can you root for Dallas to beat Seattle and beat the Rams? Because if you're an Eagles fan and you're hoping and you're praying and you're expecting them to get to the NFC Championship game, well, the easier way in to the Super Bowl would be to beat Dallas. It would be to get Dallas in Jerry's world for a third time this season up against the Cowboys. Should have beat them two times already. Now, third time, you get an opportunity to beat them, as tough as it is to beat a team three times. I think the Eagles can go. If the Eagles beat the Bears and they beat the Saints, there's a chance they can go into that game if it all lined up right and Dallas beats Seattle and knocks off the Rams. Eagles could be a favorite, a slight favorite. They might be a favorite in that game. Vince in South Philly, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Happy New Year, Vince.
Hey, Rob. Good morning and Happy New Year. I agree with you. I think Lane Johnson is the team MVP. And you know, I know sometimes people want to focus on the skill positions. But and again, with Nick Foles, it's just a matter of, like you said, just five games. I mean, if it was over a longer period of time, then sure, I'd side with the majority. But the fact is, and I think against the Texans, I mean, how often did you hear J.J. Watt's name called?
You're exactly right. He completely dominated that game, Vince. You're the only person who's agreed with me on Lane Johnson today. I'm going to give you all the time in the world.
No, just that, that also kind of segues into my next point. And I hate to sound like AI here, you know, with the practice rant, you know, talking about the game. And I wish people would just focus on the game and not, you know, they're worried about, you know, just, I think even you guys even have this on the drop, you know, when Andy Reid just says, hey, enjoy the win.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, you know, and stop worrying about who's quarterbacking next year and stuff like that. Focus on the present, and just enjoy this ride. You know, hey, look, I mean, obviously I'm a Wentz guy, but I'm rooting for Nick Foles. I wanted to, you know, it's just fantastic that he's able to produce this magic and stuff to lead the team. And I just wish people would focus more on the game and not get caught up in all the sideshow stuff.
That's why I came on here, Vince. I said, hey, I'm going to kick off 2019 on 97.5 The Fanatic. First show on this station for 2019. I'm going to do away with all the Wentz versus Foles nonsense and debate and controversy. Because one, there is no controversy. Two, there is no trade talk. It's not even in the Eagles thinking to trade Carson Wentz. And let's just talk about the game this week, the possibility this team has, what their chances are, and who their MVP is, because the MVP debate is a good question. You agree with me that it's Lane Johnson. The majority's got Nick Foles. Our number one argument is Nick Foles only started five games this year. Vince, always good to hear from you. Appreciate it. Have a happy and blessed 2019, all right?
Okay, Rob, you too. Thanks.
That's my number one argument against Nick Foles for not being my vote for team MVP. It's not that he's not worthy. I recognize what he's done. I recognize that he's revived the team, rescued the team. But he's only played five games. For me to be an MVP, that he's started less than 33% of the games. He can't be the MVP of the season. He's the MVP of December. He'll be the MVP of the playoffs. He's not the MVP for me of 2018. Scott and Barrington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Happy New Year, Scott.
Brother Rob, say it ain't so. What's going on, brother?
What's up, my man? Good to hear from you.
Because always good listening, hearing your voice and all the calls. I'm going to add to the mix. I'm going to have to go with Lane. I have like three people, if I may. I'm going to go with Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Fletcher Cox, the way he's just been dominating. You look at the Rams game. Then you go back to that Texans game, and I have a dark horse. You may laugh, but he's out of his position. But when he came back to play, I know you can kind of make the argument, like you said, with Foles, but it's going to be a little dark horse. I'm going to say Avonte Maddox, just the way he's just come in and off that injury and I mean, he's playing out of position, isn't Brother Rob?
Yeah, and Avante, he started, man. He started as a cornerback, played some safety, playing some nickel. He's doing it all, Scott. I think he's one of your. He probably would get my unsung hero for 2018 award. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, definitely the unsung dog horse. I guess you could put in that category. And sky's the limit for him. Just like you said, one game at a time. Like a lot of people been saying, the players, and when I've been out and about, one game at a time. But this Bears game, I guess the only thing, their quarterback has never been in a big game before. So, Mitch Trubisky, of course. We'll see how that plays out. But I'm just elated that we slipped in the back door. And you know how it is, Brother Rob, any sport. Most teams slip in that back door at playoff time. The team turns that light switch up.
Look out, man. Nobody wants to see them, Scott. Nobody wants to see them in there.
And that my last thing, thanks for taking my call, Brother Rob. Peace. God bless you and your family and all the listeners. The thing that you said, what the visitors should go visit.
Yeah. The number one thing in Philly, like what Philly tradition would you tell somebody just coming here for a first time? You got to check out. Today's the Mummers Parade. I know if you send somebody down there to see a Mummers Parade, they're going to be like, what in the world is that? But what's the number one thing Philly tradition?
Since we can't figure it out, even though I live in Jersey, but still it's Delaware Valley, none of us up here can figure it out. I'm going to have a guest figure it out. What's better, Geno's or Pat's?
That's always a good one, Scott. Thank you,
sir. Thanks for making a call. Peace. God bless.
Take care. Always good to hear from Scott. Yeah, I mean, it's always the cheesesteak one. And you know, the people living here, always there's so many different options. Always discovering new places, one place after another. So I want to put that in the mix. And I also want to know today from you, the scenario I just put out there a little bit ago. Could you root for the Cowboys to win these next two playoff games to set up the chance that the Eagles will play at Dallas in the NFC Championship game? The Eagles' easiest road to the Super Bowl would be through Dallas. It's a tough road, a very difficult road. They got to beat Chicago. Then they have to win in New Orleans. And then the third game would either be at Dallas, at Seattle, or at the L.A. Rams. They already won in L.A., but it would be three times. They would have to then beat the Rams three times in L.A. in a almost less than 14-month span, because it was December 10, 2017, and this would be, January 20, whatever. So it would be like less than 14 months, three times. That'd be tough to do. David in Lansdowne, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Happy New Year.
Hey, how you doing? Let me put a little damper to the argument you've given. Even though he only played five games, it was the most important five games of the season. And he's a bench player. That's why he gets MVP. Because he's the bench player that won the Super Bowl last year, too. And never argued one time about why I can't start. I beat the greatest quarterback in the history and the greatest coach. I whooped them down in the Super Bowl. And I have to play behind Carson Wentz, the guy that only played 2 years, not even two full years. Never even played a great season, has nothing on his resume yet.
Well, hold on. All right, David, slow down. One thing I'll say, if for the 2018 MVP, what he did in the Super Bowl, as great as that was, we can't count that in the 2018 season. And then you just said, and
a bench player?
I'm not trying to take anything away from Nick Foles.
Oh, I know you're not.
Not at all. But you just said about Carson Wentz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.